On this fourth Sunday of Advent, may God's word only be spoken, and may God's word only be heard. Amen. Please be seated. What I must share with you today is very powerful. Every word is true and puts Advent and Christmas into perspective. I truly apologize to you if it's not a detailed and inspired rendering of today's readings or a groundbreaking new insight into church doctrine of Jesus. Since we'll hear Jesus' birth story on Christmas Eve, I decided not to speak about it today. Instead, I have a letter from Jesus about Christmas. If this was an academic paper, I would fail because I cannot find where I came across this today. And I can't cite it properly, but here it is. Dear people who call yourself Christians, it has come to my attention that many of you are upset about my name being taken out of the season. How I personally feel about this celebration is understood by those of you who have been blessed with children of your own. I don't care what you call the day. If you want to celebrate my birth, just get along and love one another. Now, having said that, let me continue. If it bothers you that the town in which you live doesn't allow a nativity scene depicting my birth, then just get rid of all of a couple of Santas, snowmen, and reindeer and put up your own nativity in your yard. If all of my followers did that, there wouldn't be any need for such nativity scene on the town square. Next, stop worrying that people call the tree a holiday tree and not a Christmas tree. You can remember that anytime you see a tree. Decorate a grapevine if you wish. I actually taught on this once, explaining who I am in relation to you. Do you remember it in John 15? I am a vine. You are the branches. If you want to give me a present, remember my birth. And here's my wish list. First, instead of writing protest letters objecting to the way my birthday is celebrated, write letters of hope and love to armed forces members away from home. It's terribly afraid and lonely this time of year. I know this because they tell me in my prayers and their prayers all the time. Visit someone in a nursing home or a prison. You don't have to know them. They just need to know that someone cares. Instead of writing the president complaining about this or that, write him and tell him that you are praying for him and his family. And we do that every Sunday here at St. George's. And then follow that letter up with prayer. I remind you that since it's been a long time since we truly talked in prayer, instead of giving your children stuff they can't afford or you can't afford and stuff they don't need, spend time with them. It will show them your priorities are in the right place. Tell them the story of my birth and why I came to live with you. Hold them close and remind them that I love them. Pick someone who has hurt you. Forgive them. This may be the most difficult gift of all to give. And you know, someone near you may attempt to take their life this holiday season because they're alone and feel hopeless. Since you don't know who this person is, try giving everyone you meet a warm smile. It could truly save a life. Instead of criticizing a retailer for calling my birth season something else, like the holiday season, be patient with people who work there. Give them a warm smile and a kind word. Even if they aren't allowed to wish you a Merry Christmas, that doesn't keep you from wishing them one. Then stop shopping on Sunday. If the store didn't make so much money on that day, they'd close and let their employees spend the day at home or in church with their families. Support a missionary if you really want to make a difference. Remember that all of my creation is the mission field, and that includes in the United States, this continent, or in a big or small city, or a remote village. All are fertile ground. There are people and entire families who not only will have no Christmas tree, but neither will they have any presents to give or receive. If you don't know them, buy some food and a few gifts and give them to this church or some other charity which believes in me, and they'll make the delivery for you. Finally, if you want to make a statement about your belief in and loyalty to me, then act like it. Don't do things in secret that you wouldn't do in public. Let people know by your actions that you are one of my children. In conclusion, don't forget, I'm God and can take care of myself. Just love me and do what I've told you. I'll take care of the rest. Try to remember this list that I just gave you and get to work. Time is short. I'll help you, of course, but the ball is now in your court. I invite you to have a blessed Christmas with all of whom you love. And remember, the most important thing, I love you. Your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Son of God. Amen.